Okay, so we were discussing the position, to finish off the old discussion first, the view of the Rambam. Again, this has been part of a three-section introduction regarding the place of Chametz in Machalos Asuros, the status of Chametz, and its relationship to other Machalos Asuros. So we were zeroing in on the Pasuk, Lo Ye'achel, the Pasuk which appears in the 13th parak of Shmos, as opposed to the 12th parak of Shmos, and the Pasuk that says, not Lo Yochal or Lo Tocha, but Lo Ye'achel. The Chametz should not be eaten. And we discussed the impact this has on Yisurei Anah. That's the discussion of Chizkiah and Rabbah Vohu that we have here on the Gemara on Chaf Aleph on the day, so we read already and we'll get back to. Secondly, on the Yerushalmi, that talks about whether you can be machil behemas hafker comment on Pesach or not. Again, based on this pasuk lo yeachel, that again, if it had been lo yochal, lo tochal, etc., if it was the active form of the verb, then clearly feeding it to an animal is not a problem. Moreover, there's no isur hanah problem on the surface, because it's the behemas hafker, it's not your animal, it's a hafker animal. So we saw that with some poskim, who the Magen Levi Mishnah Brura read the Magen Avraham this way, I was suggesting that you could read it differently, who argue that even though it's a behemoth hafker, it still constitutes a form of ana, because you get a certain sipuk hanefesh, you get a certain satisfaction by feeding an animal, even an animal where there's no financial benefit, but just, you know, the enjoyment of knowing that this animal is, you know, being properly nourished, I guess, and that you're responsible for it. Yeah, okay. I mean, again, that's a decision. The question is whether objectively, the question is whether objectively, you know, if you choose to, you know, to, you know, to scatter breadcrumbs, you know, to the animals, so that's a personal, you know, decision that you may obviously do that, and it, you know, it gives you some sort of satisfaction. That doesn't necessarily mean that this is a norm that would constitute a basis for Surya. No, like objectively. In other words, if you're not allowed to be nana from a certain item, does that mean you're not allowed to feed it to a behemoth hafker, which is what we're talking about. So choosing to do something because it gives you satisfaction doesn't necessarily mean that it objectively satisfies the criteria of objective hana. And that's really what the issue is. So what we were trying to explain was, sorry?
These people who call that
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm saying that they're the those who think that it's not mahaneh but maneh, obviously think that this is something that everybody should be feeling, and this is a kind of universal or uniform kind of reaction. But I think that, you know, again, the Torah says explicitly that it's not the case. The Torah says apa pi she'eino maneh, right? Asur lahachil lebehemas hafker. Introduce it, but apa pi she'eino maneh. The symbol reading of the Yerushalmi, I think, is not that way. Again, I'm not going to... I don't think that the Magen Avraham means what the Mishnah Brura thinks he means, but the very fact that the Mishnah Brura and other posts can felt this way shows it's a very legitimate view, obviously. But I think the more standard understanding, or the more compelling understanding, in any case, of this Yerushalmi is not the idea that there's hana to be garnered from feeding the birds or from feeding the fish, you know, or even the lions, but it's based on the idea of lo ye'achel, the idea that, you know, if you're talking about being, if there's an issur to be responsible for the achila of an object, then that's true, even if you're machil l'behemas hafker. It's nothing to do with hana, it has to do with ha'achala in that sense. So that was the second area. The third area, which is the one we were in the middle of and towards the end of, is the question of chatzishir. What we basically said so far is there is a debate between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish in the Gemara Yoma. That's the only real discussion in Talmud Bavli of this important category of Chatzishir. That's fascinating in its own right. You'd expect that it would be all over the place. Chulin, you know, Nabarizara, where you have, you know, Dine Achila discussed. But it's not. The only discussion of it is in, pretty much, is in the Gemara in Yoma. That's Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says
that kiven dechazit litzarufe, since you can combine, you know, small amounts, small increments into a shir shalem, therefore chatzi shir is aser min hatzara. And it's based on the pasuk kol chelev. And Rish Lakish says that it's not true. And Rish Lakish's argument is kiven the, you know, achila, since the Rachmana wants the achila, chatzi shir is not achila, kizai is the shir of achila. The problem we were dealing with was the Rambam, because the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz HaMatzah speaks about the fact that Chatzi Shir is also in Chametz as being based on the pasuk once again of Lo Ye'achel. Question is, why, according to the Rambam, isn't sufficient to say that Kol Chelev, that the Rambam's psak in Hilchos Macholos Asuros, which is that all Macholos Asuros have an Yitzchak Chatzi Shir, the Psak of Rabbi Yochanan, why isn't that sufficient for Chametz as well? That's the question. So what we saw was several approaches. One is the Magen Mishnah, who says, in Achanami, it's the same halacha. And he starts quoting the Gemara Yuma, he quotes the Din of Kol Chelev, ignoring almost the fact that the Rambam here has a separate pasuk. I think the idea of the Magen Mishnah is the idea that even though you need Gzeres HaKasuv, the Gzeres HaKasuv brings Chatzi Shir of Kol HaTorah Kula, he brings it to Chametz. It's the same din. We just might have thought that it would be an exception. Why would it be an exception? Maybe because it's an Easter month. The other Mepharshim don't see it this way, and they are very, very unhappy. The Ramach and the Kesef Mishnah both say it's tamua, it's astonishing that the Rambam felt the regular din of Chatzi Shir wasn't sufficient here. Why does he need a special Gzeres HaKasuv? Not only that, both Ramach and Kesef Mishnah argue that the Gzeres HaKasuv that Rashi quotes seems to be counterproductive to his intended result, because it's Lo Ye'achel, a language of Achila, I'm sorry, the Rambam, and the language of Achila implies Kizayis. So if you want to prove less than a Kizayis, you shouldn't be quoting Psukim having to do with Achila. So what we tried to explain was that the Rambam doesn't quote Lo Ye'achel, Lo Tochal, he quotes Lo Ye'achel. And maybe that's the key. The key is to know that the Rambam thinks Lo Ye'achel is an important perspective. We know that already from his psak regarding Yisuri Hanah, where he paskens like Chizki, even though he normally paskens like Rabbavo, that every time the Torah says a language of Achila, that includes Hanah. But when it comes to Chametz and Pesach, all of a sudden the Rambam diverges, all of a sudden Luyei Achel is the Makar. People were bothered by that Rambam too. But there's a pattern in the Rambam. The second psak, of course, is Yerushalmi, which the Rambam doesn't pask, right? But again, that was the second pattern. So for the Rambam, this is the idea. The idea seems to be that Chametz is unique. Chametz is unique because we're talking about Achila Sachetza, not the regular din of Achila Sagabra, and therefore it's not only the regular din of Chatzi Shir, it's part of the actual Ikar HaIsar. And this is what we were trying to explain last time, and that is that even if you take the view that Chatzi Shir is also in HaTorah, it's possible that it doesn't violate the Ikar HaIsar. It only violates Kol Chelev. When you give somebody Chatzi Shir of Nevela, or Chatzi Shir of Dam, or Chatzi Shir of Pigol, or Nosar, what Isar does he violate? Is it Pigol, Nosar, and Dam? Or is it Chatzi Shir? In which case the Makar is Kol Chelev. So that's the Ramban in Torah Sa'adam, which I have here on the sheets. Ramban says, what will happen when you have to give somebody who's in a state of illness, you know, what do you do if you have to feed him a Dvar Isar? The Ramban says, this is on the page 4, Torah Sa'adam, or the end of 3, depending on the which sheet you have, but it's the same. Torah Sa'adam Shar Mechos, everybody have it? Yeah, okay. You know that's like on, huh? So Ramban says, V'nir Sha'apachol Osim Chain, K'dei L'Hakel Alav Mi'isurei Kares, U'makos L'Isar Bilchud. Ram says that what you should do is you should always give the lesser of the two evils. You know, if somebody's a Chol HaMasukan, give him the lighter rather than the more Chamor Isar. Ma'chilin Oso Hakal, Hakal. And that's number one. And number two is you give him pachos, pachos, mikashir. Okay? So the Rabban asks in Tishal, Imkei Lama Amru Machil Noso Akal Akal. Tevelu Truba Machil Noso Truba. Halabishneim Ein Behem Eli Yisro Bialva. It says, if you're giving less than the shear, then why do you have to give the lesser of the two Yisurim? Because if you're giving less than the shear, either way there's no Onesh. And if there's no Onesh, says the Ramban, then what difference does it make whether you give him Tevel or Truma? But if you're giving him a shear Shalem, but he's a Choles, so we're saying, oh, we'll give him the one with the lesser Onesh. But if you're giving him less than the shear, either way, there's no Onesh. That's a very strange question. Right? Now, we don't have to explain what's so strange about it, because the Ramban's first answer takes care of the problem. Ramban says, "Afilo hachi kibud b'shiurim chamurim zemizeh launchin afapokus mikashir chumra shozeh yoser mechumra shozeh." Meaning, not everything in the world is about the punishment. The punishment reflects a more chamur aveira or iser, and the principle of hakal hakal applies to the Isur, even without the onesh is a reflection. The onesh, Bashir Shalem, tells you what you're eating, the hierarchy, and you should be trying to minimize your exposure in terms of Dvar Isur. So a lesser Isur is preferable to a greater Isur. They're measured by onshim, even if there's no actual onesh on the table. There's no onesh on the table anyway, because you're chola mesukan. So if there's no onesh on the table because you're chola mesukan, and there's no onesh on the table because it's also pachas mikashir, right? But either way, there's still a concept of chamor and kal, and you should be avoiding the chamor, opting for the kal. That's the answer to Ramban. That's the answer that all of us probably would have given. Which is why it's particularly shocking that there's a second answer, which is based on the assumption that the question is a good question. Inami, hasam bishamdu l'kashir, v'hu tzarech lo bichdei tziruf. So, the second answer to the Ramban is, in Ochanami, if we were actually feeding in Pachos Mikashir, there would be no reason to give Truma rather than Tevel. In other words, there would be no reason for Machilin also Hakal Hakal. We're talking about a situation where the Kol HaMesukan needs a Shear. If the Kol HaMesukan needs a Shear, so then there's a concept of Hakal Hakal. But in Ochanami, if you can get away with less than the shear, then there's no difference between giving chamor or giving kal. That's astonishing. Right? So what does Ramban mean? Probably what he means, there might be another explanation, but the likely explanation is that when we talk about chatzi shear, there is no hakal hakal. Not that we don't care about hakal hakal. There is no hakal hakal. Because every chatzi shear is based on the gezeiros hakasuv of kol chelev. And kol chelev of tevel, and kol chelev of truma, and kol chelev of dam, and kol chelev of nosar is all the same. Now, what's the logic behind that? So the logic behind it would be based on two connected points. One is that, again, when we talk about chatzi shear of Yochanan being awesome in HaTorah, we're not suggesting that you violate the Ikar HaYisur. We're saying it's Asur even though you don't. That's point number one. The explanation of point number one is that maybe it requires a certain critical mass, a certain minimum shiur, right, to be al-pidin, to constitute an achila propis, a specific achila. In other words, when you eat something, two things happen at the same time, possibly. One is you're eating, and the other is you're eating a particular substance. Before you get to the eating of the particular substance, you're already eating something. Okay, Mashal the Madaver Doma, I think I gave this example, is the view of Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says in Masechet Brachos that, and this is not, we don't pass in this way, this is not the accepted ruling. The accepted ruling is that when you make a bracha rishona, right, you know, whatever it is, eight, adama, pas, it doesn't matter how much you eat. Even less than the shear would be an appropriate reason to make a bracha rishon. Bracha achrona, that's different. That requires a shear. The view of Rabbeinu Yonah, right, is against that. Rabbeinu Yonah says, if you eat less than a kezias of an eitz, adama, pas, mezonos, whatever, you'll always make shahakal. If you eat the shear, so then you'll make the specific bracha. The zonos, eight, adama, pas, amotzi, in other words, etc. Why? What's going on? I mean, why should it matter how much you eat, whether you make the specific bracha? Apparently the idea of Rabbi Yonah is, and there are two ways to explain it, we'll explain it this way for the moment, that when it comes to an achila pratis, you have to eat a certain amount. If you want to be eating and making a bracha, if you want to be, you know, formulating your eating in terms of a specific chafza, so you have to eat the shear. Anything less than the shear is considered achila klalis, not achila pratis. So in order to say bore pri adama, right, to bore pri ha'eis, you know, bore mine bezonos, hamotzi lechem, in haaretz, you have to eat a shear. Otherwise, what you're involved with is a general act of achila, and that suffices with shahakal. So, same idea here, possibly. When it comes to chatzishir, you haven't eaten enough to be considered eating dam, or nosar, or pigel, or tezel, or truma. What you've done is you've been eating achila klalis, achilas iser. And if that's true, so then you should violate kol chaylev, but you shouldn't violate dam, nosar, pigel, tezel, or truma. So if you have to give a cholev, right, a cholev mesukah, you have to give him pachos, and you're giving him pachos mikashir anyway, so the Ramban second daya is, it doesn't matter whether you're giving him tevel or truma. Because the pachos mikashir isn't tevel and it's not truma. It's dvar yisur, kloli. If that's the case, so the only time you have a din of makilinos lakal akal is if you're giving a shir shalim. That's a remarkable Ramban. Ah, so if this is true, so maybe we could say that's the gzeres hakasav of the Rambam. Why does the Rambam need a special gzeres hakasav of chametz lo yeachel? What about the regular din of chatzishir? The answer is the regular din of chatzishir is a din kolli. But what we're being told is that the gzeres hakasav of lo yeachel tells you that even pachos mikashir is chametz. It's still an isur of achilas chametz. You may not get malchus or kares for it, right? But it is a violation of chametz, not just of chatzishir. So, for example, it could be other nafkamina. Yeah.
It could be that if you were no dare not to eat, let's say chametz, you ate pachos mikashir. So,
very good. Could be. Actually, speak about that in a minute. Or, for example, let's say tarobes. Let's say you have a tarobes, which was based on chatzishir chametz. Is that considered, does that have the dinim of tarobes chametz, or tarobes iser generally, assuming that tarobes chametz, let's say, has special properties? Midaraisa, midrabanan, which is name. That would be another nafkamina. But your neder, shua example, is very, very appropriate. Well, let me zero in for a moment on another issue that is connected to that. Two issues actually that are connected to that. So this...
If the halakha of hashir is like a generic, separate from the ezer dam, ezer chelov, ezer pigel, it's a separate concept.
That's what we're suggesting.
Hashir. So then if you eat hashir of pigel, why can't you be sorry with the dam if we eat the whole shir?
Well, there is a question whether you can do that in general based on kol shetiapsilach, l'tochal kol soeva. That's a question. The Gemara of Arizara actually seems to make that suggestion. It's on the Chesam and Aleph. We don't really task in that way, it seems. Certainly the Rambam doesn't. Kol shetiapsi, according to the Rambam, is limited to psulei amukdashim. That's the Rambam, and it was psulei amukdashim. But Sefer Chinuch actually does consider kol shetiapsi to be a more general idea. So you might have that idea of tzir of the shir between different makolas asuros to the kol shetiapsi. You wouldn't have it in chatzi shir, which is what you're suggesting, just because, you know, the sharp answer is the sharp answer in this case. Which is, the whole idea is the idea of chatzi shir. Right. So the idea that you would take, you know, different chatzishirs and be mitzarev to your shir shalim of an iser chatzishir is kind of a steer of bnei ubei. Right. That's really what you're asking. It's clever, you know, but it's wrong. You know, it's like an Hasina question. Like, figure out why it's wrong. So that's why it's wrong. So, but if there was a universal macholas asurah, like kol shetiyavdi, and if that wasn't a consequence of, but a reflection of, like a generic macholas asurah, began the year by, you know, once we started after, you know, Sukkot, by asking the question, is there a generic macholas asurah? Right? And is it like Shabbos? If you have a tinuk shenishba, so you say, oh, you bring a single carbon because all of Shabbos is a single idea before it breaks down into more specific ideas. Right? So I said, is there such a thing about Kol Sasuros? It depends maybe on this, how you understand this Yisur of Kol Shetiyavtila. You know, that would be the idea of a universal Kol Sasuros. But if not, then, you know, if you want to base it on the generic, you know, chatzishir yisrachila, so you're never going to reach a shir shalim because, by definition, it's a din of chatzishir. Okay, so let me just make another point in connection to this and your suggestion, nafkamina, about shvua or neder. So we know of Yochanan Reish Lakish, and we know of their debate. And what we've been analyzing is, you know, what is Rabbi Yochanan's approach? How does he respond to Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish says, Chatishir is mutar min haTorah. Why? Because achiva amarachmana v'aleika. So what's the idea of Reish Lakish? That the shir is part of the definition of achiva. It isn't the shir as a prerequisite in onesh. It's a hagdara in maisa veira. Oh. So what do we say for Yochanan? So we've said for Rabbi Yochanan several different possibilities. One is, Rabbi Yochanan says, Reish Lakish, you're 1,000% right. There's no hagdara of achila pachos mikashir. Hakam yachai, hakam is also not Torah. Because it is seruvei, a siag doraisa. Right? And then you have to treat it like a siag doraisa. The difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is there a siag doraisa, even though there's no maisa achila? But a siag doraisa is a siag doraisa. So for example, if you don't have the opportunity to be mitzaref l'shir because it's sofa chag ha'matzos or the end of Yom Kippur, so maybe there'd be no chatzishir. That's partially the discussion of the Meiri, the flip of the Yerushalmi, Reish Lakish, data l'hashlim. Let's say it's ain data l'hashlim or yetzer l'hashlim. So that's one perspective. The other perspective is that Reish Lakish is only half right. Right? Reish Lakish is only half right when they said that, you know, achila marachmana v'aleka. There's a difference between what we just said right a minute ago, between achila klalis and achila pratis. Maybe Reish Lakish is right about specific achila, all things being equal. But he's not right about generic achila. Or, Reish Lakish is right about achila sagavra. Reish Lakish is not right about achila sachefza. That's the idea of the Beis HaLevi and the Malbim, which we read a couple of weeks ago. Malbim says, like the Beis HaLevi says in Chelek Aleph, that whenever we're interested in the consumption of the Chafza rather than the consuming of the Gavra, there's no Shir Kazayis. Even Pachos Mikashir isn't. And that's what Lo Yeachel is telling us. So the Reish Lakish is only part right, you know, and the Chelek is generic versus specific, or Maisa versus Chafza, or both. However, there's another perspective, and that is that Reish Lakish is completely wrong. Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan will tell you that the only significance of a shir is in terms of onshin. But in terms of the Ikar Iser, specific Achila, Gavra Achila, even Pachos Mikashir, I mentioned for our Psak and Hukot Sprachos is not like Rabbeinu Yonah. Are we Paskin? They can say Borei Pri Adama. And you can say Borei Pri Ayes. And you can say Amotzi Lechem and Aretz too. Even B'Pachos Mikazayas. Right? That's significant. Not only that, but this perspective that it's all about Onshim is certainly the view of Rab Shimon. And the question is, what is the relationship between Rab Shimon and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan? Okay, I just introduced a new person here, so let me explain what I mean. Who is Rabbi Shimon? And who is Rabbi Akiva? So if you look at the Gemara Mekomot from previous weeks, 2 weeks ago, so there's an interesting Mishnah in Shavuos. Mishnah in Yud Tesvet. Mishnah says, Shvur Shtayim Shein Arba, Shvur Sh'Okal Sh'Lochal, Sh'Achalti V'Sh'Lochalti, Shvur Sh'Lochal, V'Ochal Kol Shehu, Chai. Dibur Rabbi Akiva. What does Rabbi Akiva say? If a person takes a Shavua, your question, right, the form of your question, a person makes a Shavua and he says, I'm not going to eat. I'm not going to eat anything. Then he goes ahead and he eats. If he goes and eats a kazayas, he simply violates the shvua. The kula. If he took a shvua and he said, I'm not going to eat anything at all, not even less than a kazayas, also, everybody agrees that eating less than a kazayas violates the shvua. Question is, if he took a shvua and he said, shalom ochal, stam, and then he ate less than a shear, less than a prut, less than a kazayas, in that circumstance, does he violate the Shavua or not? So the Tanakhama say he does not. And Rabbi Kiva says he does. That's Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, Chayiv, Rabbi Akiva, the Chacham said to Rabbi Kiva, Hecha Matzina Ba'ocha Kol Shu Shu Chayiv, Shuzeh Chayiv. How could it be that somebody eats less than a shear, right? In Isurim, it wouldn't be Chayiv. Why should he be Chayiv in Shavua? Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva answered them. Don't you agree that Shavua is different than Isurim? Now, what did the Chachamim mean? What did Rabbi Akiva mean? Right. There's one way to suggest that either the Chachamim or Rabbi Akiva or both were only arguing about an umdana. After all, Shavua is an artificial creation that the Torah enforces. The Torah stands behind it. But you created it. Right? You created this Yisr Shavua. So it could be that what the Chachamim were saying to Rabbi Akiva was, the Shavua that you create, but the terminology that you use, then has to be plugged in to Din Torah. If the Torah doesn't consider Achila Pachos Mikazayis to be an Achila, then unless you specify, again, if you do specify, it's something else. If you say, I take a shvua shalo ochal pachos mikazayas, everybody agrees that that shvua can be binding. You can create your own isa. But if you don't, the chacham say that you plug it in, and when you plug it in, what happens? The din Torah for onshin is kazayas. But are we talking about onshin here, or are we talking about a hagdara of achila? Ah. So it sounds like what the Tanakhama are really saying is the Hagdara for Achila and Kala Torah Kula is Kazayas, and that should apply to Shavua too. Now Rabbi Akiva answered and said what? Rabbi Akiva says, you're right, but Shavua is man-made, and who says you plug it into Dinei Torah? Or Rabbi Akiva said, what are you talking about? Kala Torah Kula, the reason that you need a shear is because of onshim. But if we're not for onshim, if you're talking about an agdara, a definition of achila, you wouldn't need a kedayas. And since here, the onesh depends on the issur that you create, right, the agdara, so even the onesh, meaning even the karban here, is going to apply the tachas mikashir. Which did Rabbi Akiva answer? Did Rabbi Akiva say, this is all about my umdana, but you're right about Kala Torah Kula? Or is he challenging the Chachamim in Kala Torah Kula and saying, you know what, in Kala Torah Kula, Pachas Mikazayis is also a Chila. And this Hagdara depends on the definition and not on the Onesh. By the same token, the Chachamim also, you might say, the Chachamim agree. Less than a Kazayis is a Chila. What they're saying is, you know, maybe what you have in mind is the amount that it takes to trigger an onesh in Kala Torah Kula. So because Shavua is involved here, it's hard to know. If you look at the Rishonim, we don't have time to do it today. Even the Bali Tosfos Al Atar and Rashi are hinting at different perspectives. What do we mean when we have this exchange between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim? Heichan Matzina Ba'ochel Kol Shushu Chayev Shazeh Chayev, as opposed to Heichan Matzina B'Medaber who may be carbon, Shazeh Medaber may be carbon. Very suggestive
discussion, but we're just not sure how to pin it down. So the Gemara itself, which is comforting, really zeroes in on this problem. It's almost like the Gemara itself, we're doing this analysis. The Gemara itself is saying, what does Rabbi Akiva really think about Kol Etz HaRekul? So the Gemara, now, Chof Aleph on the days, Shur Shalom, Kal V'Yachol Kal Shukhaya, Iboilu, Rabbi Akiva, B'Kol Etz HaRekul, Rav Shimon, Svirulei, T'Bechai V'Mashahu, T'Tanya, Rav Shimon, Omer, Kol Shul Makos, Lomer Kazayas, Elinyan Karpa. So this is Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon, in a few places in Shas, says that the shear that you require of Kazayas is only for a Karpa, not for Malkus. For Malkus, Kol Shehu is enough. According to Shimon, it's clear that the definition of Achila is even if a Malkus Mikazayas. What is the shear for? Onshim, and not even every Onish. We're Mechalic between Karban and Malkus. So the Gemara wants to know, Rabbi Akiva, who says that when it comes to Shavua, right, you violate the Shavua of Apostles Mikashir, and the Chacham said, what are you talking about? It's against the Kol Etz HaRekul. So maybe Rabbi Akiva holds a Rav Shimon, namely that the definition of Achila is any Achila, the requirement of Kezayis is a Dinonish, and maybe only a Dinonish in Karban. Ay, Shavua is also a Karban. Tosis asks this question, we'll see in a moment. That's different, because it's the Shavua, which is a result of the Easter that you create, as opposed to a Chiyuv Karban, which is generated by the Torah. That's the difference. Okay. So this is the discussion of the Gemara, that's what the Gemara means. Lo amru Kezayis, elinim Karban, ubedinu debayu tluge bialma. Rabbi Akiva doesn't have to limit himself to Shavua. The Chiddush of the Gemara is not for Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva will hold Kol Etz HaRekul, hold back from Shimon, maybe. Right? So why are they arguing about Shavua? Even though it's a Shavua, and it's man-made, and if you choose to be Oser, Atzmacha, in Pakos Mikazayis, you could. Nonetheless, the stem, right, we plug in Kol Etz HaRekul. That's the Chiddush of the Rabbana. Right? Kamash Malan de Patri. Odilma Bialma, Rabbana and Sirulei. Maybe it's not true. Maybe Rabbi Akiva really holds against Rav Shimon. He holds like the Rabbana. V'achayinu Tama, hold him a Farish Chayev, Stam, Nami Chayev. The special did in Shua. Very, I'm telling you, the Gemara itself is very, very explicit. But this is the analysis. We're trying to figure out what is the status of Shir. Is it about Ochim, particular Onesh, right? What level of Maisachila is there, the Pachos, Mikazayas? Is this good for the argument of Rabbi Akiva and the Tanakama? How does that fit in with Rav Shimon? And then the Bali Tosis asks, how does it fit in with Rabbi Yochanan? How does it fit in with Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Is Rabbi Yochanan the same as Rav Shimon? Then the Gemara goes on. The Gemara ultimately concludes that Rabbi Akiva is not the same as Rav Shimon. But that only means that when it comes to Malkus, he thinks that you require a shear. It doesn't necessarily mean that he disagrees with Rav Shimon with respect to the problem of whether Maisa Achila can exist even with less than a Kezayis. There's still plenty of room for that idea, for Rabbi Yochanan and certainly for Rabbi Akiva. Just look at Tosis for a minute, you'll see just a little bit of this point. All the Tosis are important, but let me just zero in on the last one where he... Oh, second. Who's the second one from? Hechem atzinu b'medaber maybe karban, hukar kibin d'chamir d'aytea kol shu. Kibin d'chamir d'aytea kol shu. Krav Shimon svirulei. Oh, I'm sorry. Krav Shimon svirulei. Rabbi Yochanan the Islay v'feret basu the yoma, d'chat ishir osa minat Torah, osa shafik karabonon. D'chat ishir leka malkas ala yisra b'yalma. What it's also saying, if we're wondering whether Rabbi Akiva agrees with Rabbi Shimon, what about Rabbi Yochanan? Now we know that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't think that Malkus is the culture. He doesn't really hold a Rabbi Shimon. But does he hold a Rabbi Shimon, at least with respect to
the idea that there's achila, full achila, even pachas mikazayas. The only thing is, not just korban, but even the onus of malchus requires kazayas. But the maisa, right? That he could hold. That's what Tosfos is discussing. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold actually like Rabbi Shimon. The parak came over and come Rabbi Yochanan called Torah Kula in Hetzim Mitzar for Easter, Kurtzim Easter Nazir, the culture of the Makas, Lonely Tzirut. The Mark discusses whether, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Hetzim Mitzar for Easter. Let's say you ate a substance, a Taroves, you ate a Kazayas, but not a Kazayas of Easter, a Kazayas which contains a Taroves. That's a tricky, also in between. You've eaten a kazayas, but you've eaten less than a kazayas of Easter. So the Gemara discusses, what is Rabbi Yochanan hold? If Rabbi Yochanan held like Rabbi Shimon, it should be chayav legamri. Shouldn't be any question, because you ate kol shehu of the Easter. Okay. Then the next tells us, the lo amru kazayas alinim korban, dafka shar Easter, bein in kazayas of korban, shar korban tali bekareis, whose zone of bakaris will have elabikazayas. Of the shuas bitui, dein bakaris alalab, a carbon tully balab, kiechidalokin a kol shehu, maybe carbon a kol shehu. What bothers us is, suggesting that Rabbi Akiva, maybe holds like Rabbi Shimon, but Rabbi Akiva, in the context of Shavua, thinks that if you eat less than a kazayas, you're also chayiv a carbon. So he's actually more machmir than Rabbi Shimon. Yisrof Shimon said you get malchus, but you don't get a korban. The Tosa says there's a difference between the korban that is the counterpart of zono kares, which comes from the Maisa Deira. There, the rule is that you need a kazayas. As opposed to the korban, which comes from the lav, where there is no kares, the man-made Yisr of Shua. That, Rabbi Akiva thinks you can violate fully, even with near korban, with less than a pruta, with less than a kazayas. Sorry. Okay. So what's fascinating is the Gemara also has another. If you look at the next Gemara, Talmud Bavli Shavuos Chavdei Samad Aleph, Amar Papa Machlokas B'Shavuos, Abo Kanamos Divrei Hakol B'Kolshu. Another interesting Gemara. Gemara suggests maybe to distinguish between Kanamos and Shavuos. Do they mean literally konamos karbanos, or do they mean any nedarim? Now, what's the difference between a neder and a shavua? Gemara says that a shavua, Gemara in the beginning of nedarim, shavua is an isur gavra. Nedarim is an isur chetza. The phrase isur gavra, isur chetza, right? Has come to mean many other things, over the millennia. But the original formulation of isur gavra, isur chetza, is that Gemara in the Dar? Shavuot is an Isra Gavra, the Dar is an Isra Chavza. Ah. So in light of what we said before, which is, to the question, is Reish Lakish right when he said that less than a shear is not an achila? What does Rabbi Yochanan think about that? What does Rabbi Akiva think about that? What does Rabbi Shimon think about that? Right? So we said, maybe there's a difference between achila klalis and achila pratis. Maybe there's a difference in halacha between achilas achatza and achilas agavra. So this difference between achilas agavra and achilas achatza works perfectly with the distinction between konama. What's the Gemara suggesting? When it comes to shavua, you need a shear to violate, like a tanakama. But tanakama could agree with Rabbi Akiva when it comes to konamos. That could be for other reasons. The Gemara goes on to say, my taima. Konamos nami, given to loka matkir shmad achila, to the mefarish dami. It could be a technicality, because the word achila doesn't appear in the context of konamos. Or is that the Gemara's way of saying that when it comes to achila sachatza, we define achila differently? We assess the object, vis-a-vis, what happens to it, not who does something with it. So that might be a good makar for the Beit HaLevi's idea, and for what we're suggesting in the Rambam of Lo Ye'achel, that Achila Sachefza is even the Pachos Mikashir. Now, there are two issues that come up in the Rishonim in connection with this sugya and Shua, two more issues, which are relevant to what we've been discussing. One of them is the question that you asked. The rule is as follows.
The rule is that a nishbah l'kayimus a mitzvah, right, does not get an onesh, and he violates a shrua, does not get an onesh. So for example, let's say I took a shrua and I said, I refuse to eat nevelos and trefos. Torah already said I'm not allowed to eat nevelos and trefos, right? So if I make the shrua, it might be chal, might be an iser, but there's no onesh. Because your kvar, mushba v'yomei miharsina. It's a superfluous shrua. You're already established, it's already established that you can't eat this. Might give a further proclamation, right, is simply gratuitous, and it doesn't generate an onesh. But, what would happen if you took a shrua not to eat chatzi shir of the velo treif? Would that shrua be binding or not? So that's a big, big machlokas rishonim, including two days in Tosis, whether or not that's binding or not. What's the issue? So on one level, it could just be the Ran and the Darim, and I'll pass them an Aleph in a different sugya, suggests that whenever you derive something from a limud, and it isn't explicit in the Torah, the rule of Mujma v'yomed Mar Sinai doesn't apply. So Nishba l'kayimus ha-mitzvah will be binding if the l'kayimus ha-mitzvah source is only in a drasha. Now, Chatzishir is also in our Torah, but only on the basis of a drasha, Kol Kalev. So you might say, from that point of view, that a shvua lesor chatzishir is binding, is chal, right? It's not mujma v'yomei Mar Sinai, because previously it was only on the basis of a drasha called Halev, and now it's on the basis of the parsha of shrua and explicit pasuk. That's one approach.
So why did you give momidos?
Sorry?
You give momidos like that?
That's your opinion. Is that really true? I mean, I'm saying the Ran obviously thinks that it's not true. We've had it many times. It's a big issue. I mean, the Rambam calls things derived from Yud Gimel Midos, when he calls them Divrei Sofrim, in my opinion, that's his way of saying that what you just said is not true. It's his way of saying that while often they are Daraisa, it's a different status, or the significance to the fact that it isn't explicit. Now, what you said, I mean, you are in good company. Rashi says it. Okay. Rashi and Gittin, in the famous discussion of Afkir Rabban LeKiddushim, where the Gemara says Tanach the Kaddish Pekaspa. We've discussed it in years past. The Kaddish Bebiyamai Kalameimar Shavu Rabban LeBilas Bilasu. So there are two basic ways to read that Gemara. One is the way of Rabosav Shal Rashi, and the other is Rashi. Rabosav Shal Rashi read the Gemara Tanach the Kaddish Pekaspa. Since Kiddushe Kesef is derived from Kicha Kicha Mishtei Ephron, and Kicha Kicha Mishtei Ephron is a drasha, so Hey Mamar Vei Mamar Tzoli Drabanan, and you can be Mavata. But the Kaddish Bibiya, which is explicit in the Torah, Maikah Neimar, then the Gemara gives us answer. That's our Bota Shal Rashi. So the Rashi, in some places, doesn't say it this way, but Rashi in Gittin says it this way. Rashi says, number one, it's a drasha, and a drasha, who says the drasha is Rabbanan, a drasha is Daraisa. Number two, he says, when you have something that is derived from a drasha, it's ke'ilu mefurash mamish bakra. This is what you just said. Now, you could agree with the first point of Rashi, that a drasha is a din Daraisa, without necessarily agreeing with the second. Is there a rhyme or reason why some things are explicit by Torah, and the other things are derived from the drasha? No. So this is the Ram's view. The Ram says, as long as it's derived from the drasha, it's still not super. You still upgraded the status of this object, because now you've made it something that is rooted in the Furish Bakra, whereas previously it was something which is rooted in the drasha, even though it was a deraisa. That's what he's saying. So I think this is a very important argument generally, and it spills over into an important issue. You know, again, the intentionality. Well, for sure there's intentionality. I mean, why some things are explicit b'Torah and other things are drasha? I mean, there has to be a reason. Whether we can penetrate that reason, and whether or not that reason implies like a hierarchy in terms of levels of daraisa, you know, on some level, that's more of a question. But at least these are some of the, that's a very, you know, fascinating issue. I say the Rambam's different, so the Rambam's different, so for him, the Ram's Ha'ara here, etc. Oh. So that's one approach. Not necessarily the most obvious approach, but based on that one. What's the other approach? Probably that it should depend on our issue. So if we say that Chatzishir Otsu Min HaTorah means that everything but Onesh, then it's hard to, it'd be more difficult to justify, not impossible, but more difficult to explain why this isn't the classic case of Mishba L'Kaimus HaMitzva Mushba, the Omeid in Har Sinai. Because the Maisa Avera, the Ikar Isur, the specific Achila, all of this is already Asur, right? So what are you adding to it? However, if you take the view that Chatzishir Otsu Min HaTorah is only based on Chazil Tzarufe, it's a Siyam Daraisa, but it's not intrinsically Asur, or if it is, you know, a general Achila, a general Isur, but not a specific Isur, which I think is what you were asking before, so then it's not Mujbel the only Mar Sinai at all. Previously, you weren't allowed to eat Chatzishir Shal Isur, now you're not allowed to eat the Torahs Shua, the specific Akilah, even though it's a little tricky too, because you're not allowed to eat at the Torah's the Isur, you're not allowed to eat at the Torah's the Akilah. No, you're not allowed to eat at the Torah's Akilah's Dam, or Akilah's, you know, Shkatsim or Masim, or Trefus and Avelos. But not because of the Isur. So it's still a little tricky. Anyway, this is, if you look at Tosfos here, on page, the next entry. So these two Tosafim deal with this question. Teira Kondishtapa. So the Gemara Tosaf says, Afilu Rav Yochanan, the Amar Chatzishir Osir Min HaTorah, Asya Baya de Rav Ashi. The Mistavik Rav Yochanan Sphere, Leite Kamelon Kamasei, Vayu Tama, the Kivin de Leike Ela Yisur, Bialma, since we're dealing with something which isn't Yisur, Bialma, I would add, maybe, not a specific Isur, but a general Isur. Lo chashuv le mujba v'omeid. When you take a shvua now, it's binding. It's not considered superfluous. Even though it was Asur before, it was a flimsy kind of an Isur. Chazir l'tzarufe, Isur klali. Right? It wasn't mujba v'omeid. Inami, second answer of Tosis. Rabbi Yochanan nefaresh, ha'teira kamishtaba, kagol li'onish lo kadera hanu'asa. In Okanami, it is Mujba V'Omeid. You wouldn't be chayiv a shvua if you were to oser something alacha b'chatzishir. Similarly, the next tosis, same thing. Skip four lines down. Vim tomar leima da'ainu tamad lomer kireish lakish mishun b'vyofen samar chatzishir osim in haTorah u'b'kol shu unami Mujba V'Omeid. Who? This is on the next daf. Right? They're side by side in my sheets, but they're a daf apart in the Gemara, so... it's not so superfluous. It's not Mujba V'Omeid in Tosis, you know. Repeating the same thing. The Tosis says that maybe it's Mujba V'Omeid because Korach Rabbi Yochanan Chatzishir is already also in HaTorah. V'Shlomar, Kim Delek, Elik Yisur B'Alma, Lav Mujba V'Omeid Chashiv Lei, Kidipir Ashmu Le'el, Hafagat Dein Yisur Lav Chalal Yisur Asay. Now you have a question. Is Mujba V'Omeid only if it's identical and it hasn't added anything? Let's say something was also in Yisur Asay, in HaTorah. And now you take a shua, so you make it also balav le'yachol debara. So you've increased the significance of the Isur. Maybe that isn't mujur v'yomeid, but the Gemara seems to say that even if you have originally an Isur asay, and now you add a lav, it's still mujur v'yomeid because Asur is Asur. We don't care about the degree of Isur. So if that's true, then why is Chatzishir inferior? Why is Chatzishir relative to Onesh? Korban, Shua, why is that less than adding a lav when previously you had an Isurase? In both cases, you're adding quantitatively, but it was Asur anyway before.
That's Tosfos' question. I'm skipping a little bit. Mikol makom chatzishir galeka afilu asei el isur be'alma lo koshev uzbar v'yomed. It is less. The discrepancy between a lav and an asei is less than a lav and a chatzishir. Now, chatzishir is only an isur klali or a chazi of the tzaruf, and that makes a lot of sense. Now, would it matter if you took a shvua not to eat chatzishir of chametz according to the Rambam? Right? Now the Rambam, by the way, paskins generally like that view in Tosis that it's not Mujma V'yomed. That the a Shvua on Chatzishir is binding. Because you're going from Chatzishir to a real Easter. But according to the Rambam, if it was Chametz Chatzishir, maybe it would be different. Because it's a separate there's a custom, a separate din. What we're saying in the Rambam is chametz. Lo ye'achel isn't the regular din of chatzishir. It's a real isur chametz. The real isur chametz is like the isra saying, going to the lav, but it's still a real ma'isa avera. So look at the Rambam in Perek Dalet Hilchos Shvuos Halacha Aleph. There's another issue. Misha nishma shel yochel hayom klum. The Aka Pachos Mikazayas Potter. Shein Achilo Pachusa Mikazayas. Stop right there. What is the Rambam paskening? Like the Tanakhama against Rabbi Akiva. This is the Mishnah and Shavuos that we read. The Rambam paskens against Rabbi Akiva like the Tanakhama. Great. Except he goes on. Bahrei hu ochel chati shir min avelus utrefos bikayotzaban. The Omar Shur Shaloka Davida, the Yachal Kayeb, Apilo Hayadavar Shanishba, fine, etc. What is this? Bahareu Ka'ukha Kati Shir Minavelus Trefa? The Ram is Machati Shir. There's another big Machokas Rishonim. Ram says that there is an Easter of Kati Shir for a Shavua. When I take a Shavua, and I say I'm not going to eat Stam, we Paschal like Tanakama, that to violate, to hide the carbon, you have to eat a Kazayas. Ken Shavikima. But let's say you ate less than a kazayas, would you violate chatzishir on the shvuah? This is a huge machlokas rishonim. So some of the rishonim say, it's all spelled out, I just don't take the time to read it, but I have a massive mishnah lamella here, as you see. I'm just not going to read it now, but this long piece of mishnah lamella discusses this problem. The Ran was chozer midabarov. Originally the Ran said, this Rambam can't be right. Why? Because if you have an objective Easter, like the Nevelos and Trefos and Dam and Dosar and Pigol and Chametz and so on, so you could say, you know what? Even though you don't violate L'inyan Onesh, or even if you don't violate L'inyan Prati, you know, you violate L'inyan Kalali. Or you don't violate L'inyan Onesh, but you violate L'inyan the Ma'isavim. But if you have from a Shavuah, Shavuah is an artificial Easter. You created the Shavuah. Right? So according to Rabbi Akiva, your initial Shavuah includes even less than a Kazayas. But we don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva. We paskin like the Tanakhama. Now according to the Tanakhama, right, your Shavuah, your fundamental Shavuah that you're making does not include less than a Kazayas. So if you, who are the architect of this Easter, don't create an Easter for Pachos Mikazayas, where did it come from? How can it be Chatzishir? If the Ribbono Shel Olam says you don't, onus requires a kazayas, but there's a ma'isa there for less, or if there's a custom kol chelav that says if you have machalas asuros, it's also the chatzishir, that's one thing. But if you're the architect of your own iser voluntarily, even though the Torah enforces it, so shouldn't it just depend on what you had in mind? So the Ram says there's no chatzishir of iser shvuah. Then, later on, in the Perish of Ran, in Shavuot, he was called there. He said, I used to think that there's no Chatzishir for Shavuot. I've seen the light. There is Chatzishir for Shavuot. The same rationale for Chatzishir, Kol Tarakula, applies to Shavuot. What does he mean? So number one, if the focus is really chazir v'tzarufei is a siyad daraisa, there's no reason to be machalik. Right? Because you could also incrementally, you know, accidentally violate the shua. If the Torah protects you, then it should protect you from violating shua too. Or, if it really is an Isur Klali, that's really the idea behind it. So maybe it really, it's true, you created, you're the architect of this Isur. But once you're the architect of the Isur, then it's an Isur for you. And Kol Chelev says that any Chatzi Shir is Asur. So that's why the Rambam goes, that's why the Mishnah Bella goes back and forth, this long Mishnah Bella. You keep saying, it's different, it's the same, it's different, it's the same. From a Chazir and Sarufe point of view, it's the same. He's trying to put his finger exactly on these issues. Okay. So let's, yeah. Yeah.
We said before that you formulate your nether in such a way that even if you have a Chatzi Shir, that would everybody would agree.
Or Shua.
Or Shua. You know, everybody would agree that that would
if you said, I hereby take an oath not to eat, even less than a kazayas,
right.
Everybody agrees that you'd violate.
Right. So wouldn't that imply that if you didn't use that lashon, that you are discarding that, that you're simply saying that...
According to that, the argument between Tanakam and Rabbi Akiva.
In this...
No, because that's as far as the Easter Karban and the Easter of the Karban are concerned. But this point here now is a chassis here.
Now, some of the lashon, right? That if we're trying to formulate what is the intent.
If you're interested in the intent alone, that's exactly the Rishonim who say the Rambam cannot be right.
Right.
Are basically saying what you're saying. They're saying this is a man made artificial Easter. So either he means it or he doesn't. And if he doesn't, it's nothing. The Torah has madrigos. But if you're creating your own Easter and it's not what you have in mind, then there's nothing here. The other perspective is, well, it's still Chazir v'tzarufe. That's the issue. The Chazir v'tzarufe argument, if it's a Makai, or it's an Easter Kalali once you've created it, it becomes Kol Chelev now. It isn't Shua.
It goes out of the game of the Shua.
Exactly.
Kol Chelev.
Yeah. That's exactly the issue, though. Right.
So that would be less than a concise.
Right. If by klum he means anything, then chatzishir would be korban, according to everybody, even Rabbanan. Part of Rabbi Kiva's argument is, listen, you agree with me that you could create a full Yisr Chatzi Shir here, so therefore my argument is you don't need to. And the Chacham say, well, if you didn't, then you didn't. That's exactly the point. Yeah.
When you said before, initially came from Mitzvah, and then it's Moshe coming on the Sinai.
Yeah.
So if you violate it by eating the Mitzvah, so the question is whether...
Is that an additional Chiyuv or not?
Right. Why
isn't
it a problem
of maybe Tikkal Yisr? Well, it's a similar idea as a Tikkal Yisr. I mean, Mushva Biobe, you know. Mushva Biobe,
it's
well, it isn't because this is an artificial Yisr. This is a Chiyuv Shua, this is a you've created. This Yisr doesn't exist other than your creation of it. And not only that, but I mean, obviously there are, you know, Yisr B'Vazachas, Mushav the Omen is connected to the topic of Yisrochal. It's kind of the Shavua equivalent to the idea of Yisrochal, in a way. There are other things to talk about here in terms of Chatzi Shir, but I want to start at least the Mishnah and the Gemara straight now. I just want to mention what they are, just, you know, food for thought, and that is, for example, is Chatzi Shir limited to Akila? We already touched on the question of Yisur Hanah. The Ramach in his Haaretz on the Rambam, the Chof Kamet says maybe the Rambam required a separate din of Chatzishir and Chametz because Asa B'Hana, and Asa B'Hana is an Ikar Iser, not just Chatzishir, because you're being Nana, even if it's based on a Kazayas, it's still Hana. But you can say that all Hila Papas Mikazayas. You can't say that you're not benefiting. It seems like it's a much more pragmatic category. Either you enjoy or you don't enjoy. Achila is formal. So that's the Ramach's initial idea. And Yerushalmi, in Trumos, which we saw also, says even Reish Lakish agrees when it comes to Yisra Anah, this is an Yisra Chatzishir. One might have said it's not even Yisra Chatzishir. Maybe there's no Shir for Anah. It's the Yisra Gamor. So generally, the question whether or not Chatzishir applies, Lekula and Lekumra, outside of, remember, the Pasuk is Kochelev. It's by Achila. Applying it to other things depends on how you understand it. For example, if it's chazi with starufei, then in theory it could apply to other isurim too. Anything that's chazi with starufei is a siyag d'oraisa. But if this is all about the hagdara of achila, specifically, namely whether there's something called achila, even if it's less than a pruta, it's less than a, sorry, I keep saying pruta, it's less than a kedayas, right? But we see it from Hilchos Brachos. But is that true for other things? For example, it's a big, big topic in Hilchos Shabbos. Like Rashi in Kol Gadol, in the context of Borer, speaks about Chatzishir of Shabbos being Asr. The Rashbam in Baba Basra says, oh, maybe it's Melechus Machshavas Asr Torah, maybe it's Noisa Chatzishir. And, you know, the Chassidu has a famous discussion. Why does the Mishnah in Kol Gadol, sometimes they quote the Shiurim and sometimes they don't? Shnei Batei Nirim. You know? So, how come sometimes there's a Shiur and they don't mention it, and sometimes there's a Shiur and they do mention it? So the Mechaskina quotes one of the Achronim, I forget who, to say, oh, they only mention it when the Shiur is part of the definition. Again, the Knaf Kamina could be whether there's Chatzishir, which they do, you know, not Shtebat Neir, but Neir Rechad. No. This is the question. So all I'm saying is there Chatzishir in Hilchos Shabbos? Does it depend on the kind of Maisa or Malacha? For example, Zeh Oker V'Zeh Meniach, right? It seems pretty clear. David's based on this kind of in denial. The Rashash and others raise this question. It seems for the first Mishnah in Shabbos, that at most you violated drabban. If you do an akir v'li anacha, anacha v'li akir, you violated in drabban. No chatzishir asa na Torah. So I think it's the Rashash who came up with the pithy, you know, explanation. You know that? Oh, that's not chatzishir. That's chatzim malacha, right? And it's a very good hara. Question is, when is a shir? Whenever a shir is a hagdara, it's the equivalent of chatzim malacha in a way. Yeah, right. Shtei osios. That's what I'm saying. Shtei batei nirin. You know. So then it's a number, but the number is definitional. And exactly. That's what it means. Chatzim malacha. But chazir sarufei is not ridiculous.
Right.
Chazir sarufei may be sensible even, which is why I think the mitzvayson. I think it's mitzvayson. Who says, yeah, there is Chatzishir. We're just not talking about Chatzishir. We're talking about from a Maisa there of Hilchos Shabbos point of view. Okay? In mitzvot, it's a big issue. Let's say you can't do the mitzvah. Let's say you can eat matzah, but you can't eat kazayas. Is there any value in eating less than kazayas? This isn't the mitzvah of Shlei Musa. What? Yeah? Well, right. I mean, yeah. So, but that's the question. So, or maror, eating maror less than kazayas is a famous rush. And there might be a special din of maror. We've talked about that, you know, in the past. But it's an interesting question, both in isurim and in mitzvot. Can you be bechalik again? Siag d'oraisa, it only applies in isurim. It doesn't apply to mitzvot. In a sense, take achila and mitzvot. You know, and isurim other than achila, right? Achila, if the question of chatzishir is
you know, whether less than a kezayis is considered achila, that's relevant for Isser and for mitzvah. If it's a question of siag daraisa, right, then it'll apply outside of achila, but it'll never apply to kiyumin. It'll only apply to Isserus. And then, of course, you have to evaluate each and every, if it's about, you know, klali behavior, prati behavior, specific maisim, we know about achila, just because we know about achila, doesn't mean we know about bona, or borer, or other isurim. So this is a very important issue, one which is spoken of a lot in the Acharonim. Yeah?
I'm just trying to formulate my own mind, too. You say you eat less than a shir matzah.
Yeah.
So if you would say that achila, achila qualis, then actually you're doing something, right?
Right.
It's not being kind of the mitzvah shalimuzo or reaching the standard level of...
I don't know whether it's a kiyum and matzah or not. That's a good question. I feel a clawless, but if you say, oh, it's an achila, it's not an achila, it's a shleimusa,
right.
So that, for example, analogously, on the level of Isser, you don't get an onesh. On the level of mitzvah, you don't get the full mitzvah,
right.
But you get something. Is it baltosif? Let's say you were to eat, less than a shear, shalom bezman. In order to be baltosif, you have to do the maisa, right? Without the kiyum. It's an interesting question. I don't know the answer, but just telling you, these are questions. Okay. Let me start with the next Mishnah. Again, there's a lot more to talk about in the next year, but at least we now have our Hagdama completed. So let me talk about the beginning of the Mishnah, and then we'll be going straight. We're going to stop in a minute anyway, but we have another couple. Kol shoshem muta lachol machi lebehema lakaya la'ovos. The Mishnah Chapalah from Aleph. We went ahead a little bit because we did some stuff on Chapalah from the base. But now we're going to fill in the gaps and just go straight. Kol shoshem muta lachol machil. Anytime when you're allowed to eat chametz, you're allowed to feed chametz lebehem alechayu leofos to an animal. Umocha lenakri, and you can sell it to a non-Jew. Umuta bahana asa. And in general, you're permitted to derive benefit or pleasure from the chametz. As long as you can eat it, you can have hana from it. Over zmano, once you're no longer allowed to eat the chametz, asur bahana aso, and you're no longer able to have hana either. Belyasik botana v'kirayim, you can't use chametz as fuel. Rav Yudah Omer, Ibir chametz ala v'sreifa, chacham Omer, afam v'farer, v'zor l'ruach chomat aliyah. So machlokas shir Rav Yehuda and the chachamim, about beer chametz, where the beer chametz is only b'sreifa, burning it, or even mefarer b'zor el ruach amat taliyam. Also, the debate in the Gemara and in the Yerushalmi, we talked about behemah sefker, whether mefarer b'zor el ruach umat taliyam means mefarer umat taliyam. You have to shred it and then throw it into the river, or mat taliyam is even without mefarer, even without shredding. Okay, that's an issue. The Gemara says kol shoshem muta lachol machil. What is the implication of connecting achila and hana? Kol shoshenu mutalecho eino machil, implying that at a time when you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to be nana. These things are haba atalia. One depends on the other. Leina masisim belokar Rav Yehuda. This would appear to imply that the Mishnah here in the second parak is not in accordance with Rav Yehuda. Be Rav Yehuda ha'ika chamesh. They know Okola Machil. The Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, we'll read the Mishnah in just a second, that Shochamishis, what we call, you know, I guess 10 o'clock in the morning, without worrying about Shoz Manios, from 10 to 11, that's Shochamishis. Shoshishis, Tokhatos is 11 to 12. Right? The Daraisa Zman of Bir Chametz is Ach, Bayom Arishon Tashbis, Sarmi Batechem, Ach, Kilank, that's Chatzos. 12 o'clock, midday, on the 14th. The hour before, Midrabanan is also Bachilu Ba'ana Lekulama, and there's a debate between Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Gamliel, what about the fifth hour from 10 to 11? So what the Gemara here is saying is, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that Shah Hamish is Ina Ochel Umachel. You can be Nana from Chametz from 10 to 11, but you can't eat it. It's how we paskin. The Tzan, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir, to Mishnah earlier, Ochen Kochamesh, the Sarfim B'Tchilashesh, Rabbi Meir says no. you can eat all of the fifth hour. In other words, from 10 to 11, you can eat. From 11 to 12, you can neither eat nor be nanda. Rabbi Yudal Mer, Ochlin Kalarba, you can only eat until 10 o'clock, right? The Tolin Kol Chamesh, you are allowed to be nana from 10 to 11, and you don't burn the chametz until 11. Tolin means you hold up the burning. The Sorpim B'Tchilat Shech. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah here, which seems to imply that Achila and Anar are inextricably linked, is obviously Elamai, Rabbi Meir, he can't be Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda thinks there's a whole hour where it's also Bachila and Mutzah Bahana. And Rabbi Meir is the one who thinks that they're all Bahatal. So the Gemara says, Hai Kol Shosha Mutalachal Machel, Kol Shosha Ochel Machel Mibayin Lai. If it was really Rabbi Meir who thinks that there's a straight correlation between Achila and Ana, then we should have had a more straightforward formulation, Kol Shosha Ochel Machel. Instead, what we find is Kol Shosha Mutalachal Machel, which as Rashi points out, sounds like we're talking about two different people. So the Gemara says, Homer Rabba Baru Lama Sisun Rabba Gamliyali. The Tan Rabba Gamliyali, Lama Kulin Nacholin Kol Harba, Truma Kol Chamesh, the Sortim B'Tchila Shesh. The Hachi Kamar Kol Shosh Mutar Lechol, Kohen B'Truma, Yisrael Machil Kulin. Which means, Rabba Gamliyali has a third sheet. Rabba Gamliyali says that from 10 to 11, a regular person cannot eat, but truma can be eaten by a kohen. From 11 to 12, is it Yisra Achil and Yisra Anah? The Mishnah is in accordance with Rabbi Gamliel. So this, of course, is the Mishnah earlier in Yud Aleph on the base. Just to look at it for 1 second. The Mishnah has these three views. Rabbi Meir Omer Ochlin Yud Aleph on the base. Ochlin Kol Chamesh, Sarfin B'Tchila Shesh. Rabbi Yud Omer Ochlin Kol Arba. Tolin Kol Chamesh, Sarfin B'Tchila Shesh. These are the two views, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. And then you have the view of Rabbi Gamliel. The end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel, Omer, Chulin, Nechalin, Kol Arba, Truma, Kol Chamesh, Vesorfim, B'Tchilat Shesh. From our Mishnah, from our Gemara, it would appear that we pasken like Rabbi Gamliel. However, the Gemara, we'll talk about this more next week, on Yud, Gimel, Amud Aleph, says that we pasken like Rabbi Yehuda. If you look on the second line, the end of the second line, Omer, Rab Nachman, Omer, Rab, Halacha, Ki Rabbi Yehuda. And Tosas points out that even though, if you look at Tosas on top, you'd give him a Pekashal read, the Lema Halacha Krav and Amriel, Samon Tana Kavasa the Parak Kol Shah. Our mission at the beginning of the second parak seems to pass like Krav and Amriel. So the Tosas says, Midik Tani Mutter, that's the Diuk. Papil Misapkale, Meshul Daktik, Mutter, and Lam, we come up with Lema Halacha Krav Neir, O Krav and Amriel, the Nimanasha Kahid Kol Shah, Kechad Minayos. Certainly, the Mishnah at the beginning of Kol Shah is not Rabbi Yehuda, it's either Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Gamliel, like we just said. Yishomadai, Ba'yisei Masamech, the Dinachra, Farsh, the Sopirkin, Ben Sashem. The Gemara brings a raya from another Braisa. We paskin like that Braisa, it's our Mishnah. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. What I want to talk about a little bit next week is what is this idea that you can split the Achila and the Hana? What impact does this have on how you look at the Easter Achila at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and 12 o'clock? So we'll pick up with that, and I'll have more Makoros next week.